Few of us can give care to a family member with dementia and not feel unequal to the task. As caregiving for someone with memory loss has become more mainstream, more information about the disease, the research, all available help has also become easier to access. But still, getting up every day to face a changing brain and sometimes even a changing personality can be daunting. It's why caregiving author Frances Kakugawa travels the nation to talk with caregivers. We last spoke with her last year. She's now briefly back in Hawaii, and she joins us this morning. Frances, good to talk to you. Glad you're here.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
You know, we keep hearing these stunning statistics, in particular about Alzheimer's, that it's the only cause of death in the top 10 in America that can't be cured or prevented or slowed. We're also told that 2/3 of Americans with Alzheimer's disease are women. 1 in 3 seniors will get Alzheimer's. I mean, this is pretty frightening stuff. And yet, very often, the caregiving individual finds himself or herself dealing with all of this information and having to negotiate some sort of way of taking care of the person that they love. Have caregivers changed as all this information has been coming out in recent years? Has caregiving really changed?
No, it hasn't. I think the definition of the disease and the definition of what caregiving is has changed. Well, this is what I'm trying to do, because when I became a caregiver, I fed into what was out there, all the facts, the adjectives being used, devastating disease, this incurable disease. And so I walked into caregiving. I took care of my mother with this kind of mentality. And I discovered this is going to take me down. So I got down to the ground level. What is caregiving about? And the first thing I did was to give my mother voice. And I began to redefine what caregiving is about. And as I work with the human aspects of caregiving, I let the factual things aside. And I had to work with the humanity. This was between my mother and myself. And so I began to redefine what caregiving was. I found caregiving is a gift. It gives us a legacy of what it means to be human. It taught me to be as compassionate as I've never been before. And so this new definition began to really help me, and I let go what was out there. And I think one male caregiver said, "Can you help me stop my friends and family who send me all these facts and articles and research material to me while I'm caring for my wife? How do I stop them? Because when I'm caregiving," said, "there is no time for this." So I think there is a gap between this.
And people are trying to be, you know, well-meaning,
yes, helpful.
In doing that, and helpful, right?
Yes.
In sending you something that might,
yes,
ease your daily activities, or somehow might give you a new window into new information to be able to help the situation. But at that point in time, when you are actively caregiving someone with Alzheimer's or another form of dementia, you're pretty much in it. And aside from maybe changes of medication or maybe the way you treat the person, it's coming down,
yes,
to you and,
uh-huh,
how you relate to,
right,
this other person.
Mm-hmm.
But as you mentioned, you cared for your mother. You had a whole lifetime with your mother beforehand. A lot of people have as well with a parent. How do you separate all that stuff that happened before that might not have been so happy or pleasant and just focus on caregiving this person who is in front of you right now?
That's right. We take the history of who we are to caregiving, the history of our past relationships. And my relationship was not a perfect relationship. You know, relationship between mothers and daughters usually come with some glitches. And so it took me a while to come to this realization. This is a woman who needs all the help from me. I need to let go all that relationship past. Here is a woman who needs all the compassion. I need to preserve her personhood. I need to be the best kind of caregiver. I also had to leave back the life I led. I was going to be a great golfer. I was taking flute lessons. I had just retired. I let go of that because trying to hold on to the person I also was. I was wasting energy because I can't go there. So I embraced my role as a caregiver and said, I'm going to be the best caregiver I can. So I redesigned my life.
Mm-hmm. But you're talking about a time, you know, shortly after retirement. Mm-hmm. For a lot of people, they may be hit with caregiving and they are, you know, they're under their 70s or 60s. Does that change how someone gives care when they're still not able to say, okay, I'm walking away from my life?
This is why I use poetry. I found, for me, poetry really helped me. And so this is why I began to organize poetry writing support groups for caregivers, because somehow when we write poetry, we go beyond or beneath or above the reality of what is before us. And we try to make sense of what's happening. We try to make meaning out of it. And there's always decisions to be made. And for me, if there was a behavior that was not desirable, I always return to two things. One, this is my mother trying to retain the personhood. I need to always dignify her as a person. And the second place I returned to was to my own humanity. I need to be as human as I can. And I help people with the pen, with poetry, and that really helped.
But when you're talking about people who are still working, you know, who couldn't say, I'm retiring, and now instead of playing golf, I'm going to take care of my mom or my dad, is that a different experience of caregiving for them when they have so many other claims on their time that may be eating away at that ability to be compassionate or having to force them to make some very serious choices in their lives?
That's right, because when I first started my support group, all the caregivers were retired, so we had time. Many of the caregivers are in the workplace now.
So they've gotten younger.
Yes, and so this is where the problem is. There is financial problems. They have to redesign their home, their family life. And there's a lot of changes that need to be done. And we have to face it. Not all families are at a functional level. We can't depend on all the family members. We do run into family problems most of the time.
And you usually find that there are a couple people, maybe one or two, if you're lucky, who will emerge, who will take this on.
Yes, yes. And as this one therapist said, in every family, it seems that one person would rise up to be that caregiver.
And thank heaven for the families who need that. Frances, I wish we had more time to talk. Glad that you're here in town briefly for a little while giving some speaking. I know you're doing some speaking on three different islands, and we'll have some of that information on our Facebook page. Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Frances Kakugawa is an internationally published author of a dozen books. She writes a monthly Dear Frances column for caregivers in the Hawaii Herald. She travels nationwide giving lectures and workshops on caregiving, and she's in Hawaii on a three-island lecture tour this week.